decades of delight. Come on. Decades of healing. Decades of miracles and breakthrough. The scripture goes on and says in verse number 16, let us see your miracles again. If you believe in God to see miracles again, come on, shout in the room. If you know there's more to be revealed, more to be shown, more to be had, more to be handled, more to be possessed, come on, God, show us your miracles again. Hallelujah. 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 I need some radical worshipers in the room that believe that God is getting ready to turn some things in your favor. You're getting ready to see miracles happen again. I know you've had some hard days, some difficult times, some situations. The scripture testified that you would. But the scripture also says that God will show us his miracles again. And here we are in your presence, Father. Hallelujah. Here we are in your presence, Father. We're believing you for amazing things to take place in the midst of us today. As we set our hearts and our minds and our attention and our expectation, hallelujah, on the things that you promised. We decree, Father, in the midst of us, you're not done with us yet. You're not done working on our behalf. You're not done moving in the midst of us. So we lift up our hearts and our hands and expectations. And Father, we say, have your way. Be glorified in the midst of us. Come show yourself again. Show us your miracles again. Those things that you are famous for, reveal them in this room today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for fresh word, fresh manna. We thank you for fresh anointing resting in the midst of us. We thank you that our hearts are ready and open to receive what it is you want to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you that your word does not need anointing, but it's men's lives that need anointing. So we thank you for your anointing that destroys yokes and lifts burdens today, resting in this room. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree no one will leave the way they came because of the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we say, King of glory, come in. King of glory, come in. The Lord strong and mighty, we welcome you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, be glorified, Father. Show yourself strong in the midst of this people, and we'll praise you. We thank you for the anointing that rests on this ministry, that rests on our leader, and subsequently rests on me as I stand in his stead today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you will give me mouth and wisdom to feed as he would by the unction of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree, Father, our lives be changed and shifted for the glory of God. We thank you for the favor that is here now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your permission, your presence, and your power that is resting in the room, and we receive it with gladness in the name of Jesus. And those that are in agreement with what God wants to do, what God's about to do, that agree that God's not done yet, will you lift up a thunderous praise in the room? Come on, he's not done yet. Come on, he's not done yet. And since he's not done working, I'm not done praising. Since he's still working, I'm gonna still praise him. Come on, since he's still moving, I'm gonna still lift up my hands and open up my mouth. My praise is fuel for his work. Come on, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Will you look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you stepped into a room where the impossible is possible, where anything can happen. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do today? Who am I to deny the miracle that's about to take place in your life? Who am I to deny the healing that's about to break forth in your generation? About to break forth in your generation. You stepped into an atmosphere of the miraculous. You stepped into the atmosphere of the impossible. You stepped into the atmosphere eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts. The can do. Somebody shout what the Lord can do. Are you expecting what the Lord can do? Did you come in the room with the mindset of what the Lord can do? Not what the elder can do, but what the Lord can do. Not what the praise and worship team can do, but what the Lord can do. And if you know what the Lord can do, there ought to be something on the inside of you that makes its way on the outside. Hallelujah. A manifestation of your inward faith. Hallelujah. 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 I am excited about the presence of the Lord. You may take your seats. We're going straight into the Word of God. I honor you, the people of God in the room. I honor our apostle and Pastor Emmett in their absence. Those of you that are watching online, we welcome you to this time of impartation. May the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, meet you where you are. May it transcend even the radio waves and the camera waves and whatever waves it is that transmits this broadcast to you wherever you are. May the Spirit of the Lord meet you and greet you with power and demonstration. Thank you so much for those of you that are in the sanctuary. We honor you, our elders and leaders and ministers. We honor you today. Hallelujah. Will you just shout glory to God? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're going into the Word of God. Apostle's been talking to us about the return of favor. And when we look at this topic, it's so much that the Lord has said to us. He's talked to us about restoration. He's talked to us about alignment. He's talked to us about recovery. He's talked to us about conquering. Somebody shout, so much that has been revealed during this time. And when I heard this and as I was preparing for what I would say today, the Lord said to me to cover this topic. And you might think it's not a Sunday morning churchy topic, but it's okay. If you open your hearts, I promise the next time, hallelujah, that you come, it'll put something in your heart to praise God for. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's still around the theme, return to favor. But the Lord said to me, favor to conquer financially. Favor to conquer financially. Favor to comfort, to conquer financially. Hallelujah. When we're incapacitated by lack, that is not the will of the Lord. It's not, when we're, God is not intended for the believer to be incapacitated by lack. But we're going to talk about it today. When we started this return of favor series, again, there was so much that God was saying to us. But today I want to talk about conquering financially. When we talk about finances or financial success, the world often points to hard work and connections or luck. But as believers, we understand there's something greater at work in our lives, and it's called the favor of God. Somebody shout, it's called the favor of God. Favor, and we've heard it over and over again, favor is God's divine endorsement. It's when his hand rests on you so that doors open that should have stayed shut, opportunities find you, and resources are released into your life beyond what your effort alone could accomplish. So the Lord is saying to us today, I want you to understand that you have been released, favor has been released to you to conquer financially. And no, you might not be able to do it on your own. You might not have the job. You might not have the education to get to where you think you ought to be. You might not have the large bank account, but somebody shout, I do have favor. I do have favor. I do have God's endorsement. I do have God's permission. I do, hallelujah, have the hand of God resting upon my life. Hallelujah. And because I got that, things that would work against me now have to work for me. Throughout the scripture, we see men and women who didn't just survive financially. They conquered because of favor. Somebody shout, conquered because of favor. Come on. I want to be a conqueror where it comes to my finances. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a lopsided believer. Isaac sowed in a land of famine, and in the same year he reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. Joseph went from prison to palace because of God's favor. It promoted him wherever Joseph went. The Bible says the Lord was with him. Hallelujah. And David, we heard about this, recovered all at Ziklag, not because of his own strength, but because the Lord gave him favor to pursue and to conquer. So financial favor, I don't want you to get it twisted. It's not about greed. I don't want you to just look at this as money. I'm going to talk about it from a different perspective. Financial favor is not about greed. It's about stewardship and covenant. It's the covenant of God that you should be prosperous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 8:18. You know the scripture. I don't have time. We can go there. But it says, you shall remember. Somebody shall remember the Lord your God. For it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may do what? Establish his covenant. So wealth is the byproduct of his covenant. And so what I'm saying to you is not just about the money. It's about what God wants to establish in your life. He wants to establish his covenant for you and for your generations. He wants, hallelujah, his word to be performed in your life for generations to come. He wants grandmama, they want to be testified, like it said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No, not only that, the God of Calissa and the God of Beverly and the God of Elder Loretta. He wants a generational wealth released into the land. Somebody shout, release generational wealth. Hallelujah. It says, so financial favor is not just it's not about greed. It's not about just amassing wealth just to have it. It's about God's covenant being performed in your life. Hallelujah. He gives us power that he may establish his covenant. God's favor positions us to not just have enough, but somebody shout, more than enough. So that we can advance the kingdom, bless others, and live free from the bondage of lack. God does not want us hustling for scraps. Come on, write that in your notes. God does not want me hustling for scraps. Hallelujah. 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 It's no glory. I mean, I'm not saying that God can't use an individual that does not have riches and resources. We've seen that happen. But I'm saying that, hallelujah, it's not. The Bible says it this way, beloved, but I wish above all that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. So he does not take pleasure, hallelujah, in us hustling for scraps. God does not want us incapacitated, tied down, weighed down, immovable, because we don't have finances. Hallelujah. Lack paralyzes. Lack silences dreams. Lack makes you settle beneath your privilege. But covenant favor lifts you above lack. Somebody shout, into overflow. And that's what God wants us today. And somebody shout, when favor returns, there's overflow. Hallelujah. Why? Because the scripture says in Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. Hallelujah. I always have more than enough. Somebody shout, I always have more than enough. Not because I got a good job, not because I'm connected to the right people, and that is good, but because the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is the one that provides. The Lord is the one that nourishes. So I always have more than enough. That's the covenant provision that we're living under. That's the favor that God is ushering or wants to usher into our lives. Because he is my shepherd, I have more than enough. Lack is not your covenant portion. That is not what Deuteronomy 8:18 was talking about. Lack is not your covenant portion. Somebody shout, favor is. Abundance is. Overflow is. God's design was not for you to ever be stuck, crippled by lack, but to be empowered by favor to conquer. Somebody shout, conquer financially. 2 Corinthians 9:8, we know this so well. Today, I declare, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I declare today. There's no truer word of prophecy than that of the scripture. I declare today by the word of God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the TPT version. Today, I declare, God, we will walk in favor that conquers financially. Because the scripture says God is more than ready to overwhelm us with every form of grace so that we have, what is it? More than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you, somebody shout, make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. That's the word of God for the people of God. So today we declare it. I will walk in favor that conquers financially. Hallelujah. I will walk in favor that breaks cycles of debt, release creative ideas, and bring supernatural provision. Now, I know we can get comfortable where we are, and hallelujah, we can be okay with where we are. I'm just trying to tell you about what the Lord has covenanted with the people of God. Hallelujah. He says you can break the cycle of debt, releases creative ideas, and brings supernatural provision. God has already prepared a mountain of financial favor for you. Hallelujah. And today we decree that everything that has kept us from that place is coming down. Come on, if you got any kind of tenacity or faith or expectation, will you say it's coming down? Hallelujah. That's why the scripture says, the apostle gave us this fourth Sunday, Psalms 25 and 4, direct me, Yahweh. This is your will. Direct me, Yahweh, throughout my journey so I can experience your plans. Hallelujah. Your plan is that I have more than enough of everything, every moment, and every way. So the scripture says, direct me throughout my journey so I can experience the covenant wealth. Hallelujah. Reveal the life paths that are pleasing to you. Apostle, talk to us about those paths. Along that path is covenant wealth. Covenant wealth. It's not based upon your strength. It's not based upon your ability. It's not based upon your education. It's based upon covenant. And when you go into covenant with God and entreat him for his favor, he said, I will give you power to get wealth. Hallelujah. So favor is more than being liked. Hallelujah. It's a supernatural endorsement by God. You've been supernaturally endorsed by God to live in a wealthy place. Well, the scripture says, hallelujah, he brought us out where? Into a wealthy place. Financial favor is not about chasing money. I don't want you to say, Calissa's preaching a sermon about money today. I am, but I'm not. My topic is favor to conquer financially. It's a covenant, hallelujah, of favor concerning wealth. Financial favor is not about chasing money. It's about walking in a covenant promise. Somebody shout a covenant promise. I'm not just pursuing this to be greedy, to lavish it upon myself, to ride in Lamborghinis or to carry a Prada or to live in a $5 million house. Even though those things are good, I am pursuing it because it is the covenant promise of God. It is what God wants for my life. It is the path that is pleasing to him. It is not his will. The scripture testifies again. He that was rich became poor, that us through his poverty might become rich. Hallelujah. And I know it could be rich in so many other areas. Even though that's true, financial was included in that. Soteria is included in the package. Hallelujah. So remember the Lord your God. Remember his covenant. Remember his covenant. Remember his covenant. Remember he gives you power to get wealth so that he may establish his covenant. Notice when God prospers you, he's not just paying your bills. Hallelujah. He's proving his promises. Hallelujah. He's not just paying your bills. He's just doing what he said. He said, I'll be Jehovah Jireh. I'll be the one that sees and provides. So it's not just about paying your bills. It's about God revealing himself in your life. Hallelujah. He's got so many facets. And yes, healing is one. And yes, shalom, peace is one. And yes, Nisi, victory is one. But also Rapha, hallelujah, Nisi is one. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh is one. The Lord that provides. He sees and provides. Covenant. Favor. Hallelujah. So he's not just paying your bills. He's keeping his covenant. He releases financial wealth so that his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob might stand in your generation. You have to go back and read. I don't have time to read it. Start at Genesis 12. Read all the way up to verse 26. You'll see the covenant. And then Galatians 3 and 29 picks it up and says, if you be in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. So the covenant follows Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob down through the generation, and it makes me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he told them, I'm going to give you land. Hallelujah. So much so that your descendants won't be able to be numbered. That's covenant wealth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through Jesus, that same covenant rests on me. Because when I read, where was it? Galatians 3:29. If you be in Christ, you're entitled to the same promise of Abraham. The same covenant. So the scripture says, hallelujah, he wants to prove his covenant. So when God prospers you, he's not just meeting your need. He's proving his covenant is still alive in your generation. Your children need to know God does not lie. Your children need to see a side of God where it's not struggle, struggle, struggle. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that struggle isn't a struggle. The Bible said it's through much tribulation that we will enter into the kingdom of God. Trouble is a part of this walk. Hallelujah. But so is favor. So is restoration. So is overflow. So if I got to struggle, let me get the other part too. Hallelujah. So today I declare I produce wealth. Come on. Right. I produce wealth. Not by striving, but by covenant favor. He has given me power to get. I produce wealth because God gave me I produce wealth because I got a covenant with God. I produce wealth because I am Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. The favor of the Lord is on my life. I'm not limited by my paycheck. I'm sustained by God's favor. Hallelujah. I'm not limited by my paycheck. Come on. We strip ourselves of that mentality. Hallelujah. We break out of those walls. I'm not limited by my paycheck. God gives me power to get. Hallelujah. I'm not limited by what I receive from resources here and what I receive. I'm not limited by that. Come on, believers. Let's tap into the covenant. Let's tap into the favor. We've been held hostage by economics. We've been held hostage by a pay stub. We've been held hostage by a bank account. And I'm not discounting any of those things. I am just saying, who am I to deny what the Lord wants to do? Hallelujah. So favor is rooted in covenant. Write it down. Favor is rooted in covenant. Favor is rooted in covenant. Favor is not random. It is rooted in covenant. We talked about Genesis 26. I can read it. Genesis 26 verses 3 through 5 in the New Living Translation. Just a portion of it that establishes what I'm saying. That favor is not random. It is rooted in covenant. He told Isaac, stay here in this land for a while, and I will be with you and bless you. And I hereby confirm that I will give all these lands to you and your descendants. We talked about this last week. God told Joshua there's still lands that need to be conquered. Hallelujah. He said, I will bless you, and I will hereby give you all these lands. Have you gotten all your lands yet? Have you gotten all your lands yet? I have not. Hallelujah. You and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham, we're talking about covenant. He said, I promised Abraham, your father, I will cause descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky, and I will give them all these lands. And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. I will do this because Abraham listened to me and obeyed all my commandments, my decrees, and my instructions. So here we see the covenant in action. It began with Abraham, and now it flowed down to Isaac, and it's going to also go to Jacob. I don't have time to go there, but I am saying to you, God didn't just bless Isaac because Isaac was smart. He didn't bless Isaac because Isaac was talented or hardworking. Hallelujah. God blessed Isaac because he was confirming the covenant that he had already made with his father Abraham. And so what am I saying to you? Hallelujah. There are some things that you're entitled to just because of the covenant of God. Just because God made a promise. Isaac had to tap into that covenant because the land was dry. It looked like it was unproductive. It looked like nothing could happen. It looked like it wasn't going to happen. It looked like it was impossible. It looked like this was a desolate place. But covenant, somebody shout, covenant favor. Hallelujah. Brought an increase that was unimaginable. So much so that the people started to dislike him because he got so wealthy. In a land that was barren. Don't tell me a barren land is a restriction when favor is on my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, hallelujah. I am walking in covenant favor. Hallelujah. That's why the scripture says, remember the Lord. Hallelujah. That he gave you power so he could establish his covenant. So when Isaac sowed in the famine, he reaped 100-fold, hallelujah, because the covenant overrode his circumstance. You give too much attention to your circumstance. We give too much attention to our circumstance when our focus must be, somebody shout, on the favor, on the covenant. Hallelujah. Why? While others are struggling, I decree for us today, covenant's going to cause me to multiply. You better grab hold of that. Hallelujah. There's so much going on in this world today, but others may be struggling. Hallelujah. But I decree we, the people of God, we will multiply because of the covenant of God. And we won't leave nobody out. The Bible says, I'm ready to overwhelm you. Hallelujah. So you have more than enough of every moment, every way, in anything. It says, so that you can do good work for others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While the land was barren for everyone else, the ground responds to me. You better grab hold to faith. It might not be responding for nobody else, but the ground is responding to me. This might be a bad economy for everybody else, but it's responding for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It might be a terrible situation for others, but it's producing something wonderful for me. Hallelujah. So my bank account doesn't determine my destiny. The economy doesn't determine how prosperous I can be. The stock market, whether it rises or falls. Hallelujah. I got a covenant with God. I think Mother Cassie said it best. If I go to the grocery store and it's higher than usual, it's okay. I got a covenant with God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. I got enough to pay what is necessary. Now, you ain't gonna gouge me, but I got enough to pay what is necessary. I'm gonna have gas, I'm gonna have milk, I'm gonna have eggs. Hallelujah. I'm gonna eat and I'm gonna sleep. I got a covenant with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm rooted in favor. That's why the scripture says in Isaiah 54 in verse number 10, even if the mountains were to crumble and the hills were to disappear. I love it. Isaiah 54 and 10. Even if the mountains were to crumble, even if the economy was to crumble and the hills were to disappear, and my heart is steadfast. Somebody shout, my heart is steadfast because I got a covenant with God. Hallelujah. His faithful love. In the Hebrew, that means his love, his mercy, and his favor. Yeah. It says his love, his mercy, and his favor will never leave me. And my covenant of peace will never be shaken. Come on. I got peace because I got a covenant with God. Hallelujah. got a covenant. So even if the mountains shake and the hills fall and dissipate, even if our nation is rocking and reeling on its wheels, I got a covenant with God. Hallelujah. Even if everybody else is frantic and running crazy, no, I got a covenant. My peace will not be shaken. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, my peace will not be shaken. My peace will not be shaken. I got a covenant of favor with God. So in any situation, hallelujah, favor guarantees my life. Somebody shout, favor guarantees my life. Favor guarantees my increase. Favor guarantees my health. Favor guarantees my breakthrough. Favor guarantees, hallelujah, that I will rise and not fall. Hallelujah. Favor is rooted in covenant. So don't let nobody talk you out of it. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to pursue the covenant concerning wealth. It's a part of the covenant. It's a part of the covenant favor that God has released to the believers. And it restores. Somebody, we pause talking about this. Favor restores inheritance. Hallelujah. Some of us, we got stuff that we should have gotten years ago from our previous generation. There were lands that somehow escaped us. Hallelujah. I think Alexis was telling me about her grandmother had acreages of land that is now being possessed by tax collectors. Hallelujah. There's an inheritance that should have came to us, but because of whatever the situation is, we lost. But I come to tell you today, I got a covenant with favor, and whatever's supposed to be mine, I'm gonna get it. Hallelujah. Whatever I'm supposed to have, I'm gonna possess it. Hallelujah. Whatever God gotta do to show me how direct my path, Lord, direct my, guide me, so I can walk the path that's pleasing to you. Hallelujah. I want my land. I want my land. Come on, say, I want my land. I want my increase. I want it. I don't want to leave here and leave it to some. I want my stuff. Hallelujah. Covenant favor doesn't just provide, it restores. I'm not going to read the whole story, but in 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter, we learn about Mephibosheth. I think it's in verse number 3. You can go there for the sake. 2 Corinthians 9 and 3. David asked, is there anyone left in the house of Saul? Saul. Now listen to this. Mephibosheth was born in a line of royalty. His father was King Saul. Of course, Saul disobeyed God and lost the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was rent from his hands and it ended up in David. But Saul was rightfully heir he was a prince. He was royalty. And when we meet him in this story, he's a pauper. When we meet him in this story, he's living in Lodabar. The prince living in Lodabar. Royalty living in lack. That don't make no sense. And that's where we find ourselves. Are ye not royal priest? Living in lack. Living in Lodabar. Living in barrenness. Living in scarcity. Come on. This is not an indictment against anybody. I hope I'm prompting your faith to go get your stuff. It's yours. David asked, is there anyone left from the house of Saul that I may show him favor? The kindness, that's what it is. That I may show him some kindness. And Ziba said, yes, one of Jonathan's sons is still alive. Say, yes, I'm alive. Come on, yes, I'm alive. God, if you want to show somebody favor, yes, I'm alive. If you want to do it in somebody's life, yes, I'm alive. If you want to work a miracle in somebody's territory, I'm alive. Hallelujah. But the scripture says he's crippled in both feet. Now, we got a dilemma here. He was crippled in both feet. Come on, he had a lot going on. He had a crippled in both feet. Everything was working against him. He had been disqualified because of his disability. Come on, he had bad credit. He had a bad past. He was broken and broken confidence. You know, all his family had abandoned him, and he was left in a place of Lodabar. He was lame in both feet. He had a lot working against him. Come on, you ever found yourself in a situation? It seemed like a lot is working against you. You lame in both feet. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm trying to push us somewhere. I'm trying to help you understand the covenant of favor. Because I'm telling you, your lameness is not a disqualifier for the favor that God is about to release or is releasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth had nothing going for him by human standards. He couldn't walk into any opportunities. Hallelujah. He was in a place of disadvantage, needless to say. Hallelujah. He had been overlooked. Nothing good was going for him based upon human standards. He was crippled, living in a place of barrenness, isolation, and lack. He was royalty by birth, but he was living as a beggar. His inheritance had been cut off, and his future looked empty. Hallelujah. But somebody shout, then comes favor. Here comes favor. But then David comes along and says, is anybody of the house of Jonathan and still alive because of anybody of the house of Saul still alive because of what had happened? He had a covenant with David. Jonathan and David, who was Mephibosheth's father. Jonathan was Mephibosheth's father. David and Jonathan had a covenant that when David assumed the throne, he would take care of Jonathan's family. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we go again with covenant. I don't care where you find yourself at, hallelujah. There is a word over your life, hallelujah, that says, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you don't have to stay in the place of lower, more than, less than enough, hallelujah. But the scripture says David came and invited Mephibosheth to the table. Tell your neighbor, pull up a seat to the table. Tell your neighbor, pull up a seat, hallelujah. You've been invited to the table. Pull up a seat. Don't stand off. Don't act like you don't want what God is offering, hallelujah. Pull up a chair and let's eat, hallelujah. Pull up a chair and let's feast on what the Lord has provided. Somebody shout, pull up a chair. Hallelujah. He came and invited. Hallelujah. He said, now you're going to eat at the king's table because I got a covenant with your father. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's time for you to take your rightful seat. Hallelujah. You've been sitting in the wrong seat too long. Hallelujah. You've been sitting in the wrong seat too long. Hallelujah. Pull up a seat. Hallelujah. Today I'm decreeing, hallelujah, that we're not disqualified. We're not forgotten, but covenant is telling us we can come sit at the king's table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you belong at the table of favor. Don't let nobody deny you. Don't let nobody push you away. This your seat. Take it. Hallelujah. You belong at the table of blessing. You belong at the table, hallelujah, of inheritance. Somebody say, I belong here. Hallelujah. I don't care how long you've been living in Lodabar. I don't care how long you've been living in wherever you've been living. There is a seat for you at this table called favor. Come get your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says it like this in Psalms 106 and verse number 45. He remembered his holy promise to them. And that's what God said. I remember what I promised you. I didn't forget that I promised you good health. I didn't remember that I promised you increase. He said he remembered his covenant with them and relented because, hallelujah. See, I know you have some situations going on, but I am relenting. Put it in the TPT version. Hallelujah. It says, when God, Psalms 106 and verse number 45. Yeah, verse number 45. It says, even so, you waited and waited, watching to see if they would turn and cry out for the Father's help. And then when you heard their cry, you relented and remembered your covenant. God said, I'm just waiting for you to turn and take your seat, hallelujah. And I will remember my covenant. And he turns his heart to us again when favor returns. God is turning his heart towards us again, hallelujah, according to his abundant, overflowing, and limitless love. Hallelujah. Come on, by covenant, my inheritance. Mephibosheth had an inheritance that he was living without because favor had not shown up yet. He had a right to a royal heritage, but he was living in Lodabar. But the Lord says today that favor is flowing, hallelujah, to restore you to your rightful seat. Your inheritance is being returned. Somebody shout, your inheritance is being returned. Hallelujah. I'm trying to wrap it up. Favor recovers. We talked about this. And I'm talking about this covenant of financial favor that God is releasing in our lives. Covenant favor does just not restore your inheritance. It gives you the power to recover what was lost. And we read about this in with David and Ziklag. When David came back from Ziklag, he found that his home, his camp had been raided by the Philistines. His wife and his children, and he had been robbed of everything. The city was burned. His children had been taken. His wives had been taken. David had been attacked in a place that was vulnerable. They knew that his wives and children couldn't fight back. So the enemy attacked him in a moment of weakness. And many of us have been attacked in moments of weakness. And the Bible says, and when the men came back to Ziklag and found devastation, the city burned, their wives and children taken, and their possessions were carried away by the Amalekites. The enemy has been carrying away your possessions. The men wept until they had no strength. And some even spoke of stoning David. It looked like it was over. But then again, I'm talking about the covenant of favor relating to finances. David inquired of the Lord in verse number 8 and said, "Shall I pursue and overtake them and without fail recover all?" That's in the New King James Version. And what did God say? Are you sure? God says, pursue. What God say, saints? Tell your neighbor, self. The Lord said, pursue. Yeah, say lie. Probably think about that. Self. The Lord said, pursue. Favor is God's yes to your pursuit. Favor is God's yes to your pursuit. Self, the Lord said, pursue. Hallelujah. Stop crying. Stop whining. Stop grumbling and complaining. Stop raising up all your inadequacies. Stop raising up what you have and what you don't have. What you cannot do and who did this to you and who did that to you. David inquired of the Lord, pulled himself together and said, "Lord, shall I pursue?" Self, the Lord said, pursue. And the Bible says, and David did that. He overtook and recovered not some of his stuff. Somebody shot all of his stuff and then some. I'm reminded the scripture says Psalm in Proverbs 6:30. You don't have to go there, but you know it. You'll know it when you hear it. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, if the thief be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give me all the substance of his house. Self, the Lord said, pursue. The enemy got to give you back sevenfold and everything in his house. Many times people live in loss without realizing that an enemy has robbed them. But when the Spirit of God reveals the thief, come on, that's what AI was about. Hallelujah. There was a thief in the midst. And it was until God revealed the thief, hallelujah, that they were failing until God revealed the thief. But when the thief was found, favor came. And I'm telling you today, hallelujah, find out what's stealing, hallelujah, from your life. I don't know if it's your attitude. I don't know if your disposition. I don't know if it's sin. I don't know what it is. But find the thief. Find the thief. Find what's robbing you of your peace. Find what's robbing you of your income. Find what's robbing you of your favor. Find what's keep stealing from you. And when the thief be found, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says he got to get, nothing's wasted, hallelujah. He said everything that you lost got to be restored. Somebody shout, pursue. Hallelujah, pursue. God will give you discernment to find the thief and pursue him. That's what happened. David found that booger. He chased him down, found him wherever he was. He was down there eating on his stuff and living in the lap of luxury and his stuff. And David said, no, you're not going to take my stuff like that. Self, the Lord said, pursue. Go get your stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we look at that, there's so many more I could go through. You can look at in the 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and the lady, hallelujah, the Lord gave overflow because of favor, because of covenant. Her husband served God. Her husband, and she reminded the prophet of that. My husband, well, he's loved God. He said, but now the creditors have come to take my children. That can't be so. And so what happened? There was a prophetic word that went out over her life. Hallelujah. And as she responded to that prophetic word, hallelujah, she didn't only get enough oil, hallelujah, to just have enough. The Bible says she had enough to go and sail. Hallelujah. This particular situation, because of the covenant, created an opportunity for a business for her. I'm trying to tell you, there's so much more that God wants to reveal in your life. He said, go get all these vessels. And he said, fill them up and go sell them. He didn't say give them away. Go start you a business. And it's going to sustain you. God Almighty, it's going to sustain you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you're in a place where the impossible is possible. It looked like you're about to be overtaken. It looked like the creditors about to take your stuff. It looked like the enemy about to win. But I'm telling you, there's some oil flowing. Hallelujah. There's some oil flowing, and it's enough to sustain you and your children for generations to come. There's an oil called favor. Come on, and it's dripping in my life. Somebody shout, there's an oil called favor, and it's dripping in my life. There's an oil called favor, and it's dripping in my life. Decree that there's an oil called favor, and it's dripping in my life. I'm saturated. Hallelujah. 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 She became what looked like empty now became an enterprise. Hallelujah. And I remember when the Lord gave me that, he said, you remember when you were 25 years old and you said that you were going to start an enterprise? I said, yeah, Lord, you're not done with me yet. Hallelujah. I was actually going to sing that song, Juwan. Hallelujah. Because there's so much more that God wants to reveal. I had an enterprise in my belly called Rehoboth. God will make room for me. And I ain't done yet. Hallelujah. He reminded me, go pursue your stuff. Hallelujah. So I'm just write these down. I'm not going to preach about them. Write them down. Keys to walking in financial favor. We talked about these. Obedience. Stay where God leads. Number one, that was Isaac. Number two, faith to sow. Trust God in famine. Write them down. Number three, you have to have a covenant mindset. It's not about your ability. It's not about your strength. It's not about your education. Somebody shout, it's covenant. Because I'm in relationship with God. Somebody shout, covenant. And it's stewardship. You got to manage what you have. That's what the lady in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, she took what she had and it made her, hallelujah, resources that overflowed. Somebody shout, manage what you have. Generosity. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Come on. If you read the 2 Corinthians 9 chapter altogether, generosity flows through giving. Favor flows through giving. You got to have a presence-driven living. Remember, Apostle said his favor equals presence, and his presence equals favor. Presence-driven living. Guard his presence in your life. And then you got to be persistent. Pursue. Hallelujah. There is more land to conquer. There's more that God wants to do. Go get your stuff. That was seven of them. Obedience. Faith to sow. Covenant mindset, stewardship, generosity, presence-driven living, and persistence. So let me close here. Let me close right here. It says, when we look at the scripture in 1 Samuel, the 4th chapter, I love this correlation to what God is saying to us today. The Ark of the Covenant had been captured by the Philistines. In 1 Samuel, the 4th chapter, we go to verse number 11, 1 Samuel 4 and 11. The ark was captured, and Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were killed. Verse number 12, a man from the tribe of Benjamin ran from the battlefield and arrived at Shiloh later the same day. He had torn his clothes and put dust on his head to show grief. What happened? Eli was waiting beside the road to hear the news of the battle, for his heart trembled for the safety of the ark of God. When the messenger arrived and told what had happened, an outcry resounded throughout the town. Verse number 14, what is all the noise about? Eli asked. The messenger rushed over to Eli, who was 98 years old and blind. 16, he said to Eli, I have just come from the battlefield, and I was there this very day. What happened, my son? Eli demanded. Israel has been defeated by the Philistines. The messenger replied, the people have been slaughtered, and your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were killed, and the ark of God has been captured. When the messenger mentioned that what had happened to the ark of God, Eli fell backward from his seat. Beside the gate, he broke his neck and died. What a way to go. And he was old and overweight. He had been Israel's judge for 40 years. I'm going somewhere. Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and near her time of delivery. When she heard that the ark of God had been captured and that her father-in-law and husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth. She died in childbirth. It's a lot of death here. But before she passed away, the midwives tried to encourage her. But don't be afraid, they said. You have a baby boy. But she did not answer or pay attention to them. She named the child Ichabod, which means, where is the glory? For she said, Israel's glory is gone. She named him this because the ark of God had been captured and because her father-in-law and husband were dead. Now, you'd have to know the story. The ark of God at that time represented the presence. The presence of God was gone. They had been captured by the Philistines, and you have to know the whole story why it was captured. Israel had become rebellious, and they thought that they could use the ark as a lucky charm and just come in and out of the presence of the Lord like they wanted to. They just thought if they just carried the ark, that they could just do what they wanted to do, da-da-da-da-da-da. But God said, not so. So they went to battle, and they got beat twice by the Philistines. And the Philistines captured the ark, and the presence was gone. The favor was gone. Presence equals favor. Favor equals presence. The presence was gone. And so in this particular scripture, now this daughter-in-law makes a decree over Israel. Israel's glory is gone. Ichabod means no presence, no glory, no favor. Without the ark, Israel was defeated, discouraged, and broken. That's what life looks like when we don't embrace the covenant favor of God. Walls that won't fall, battles can't be won. I told you, Israel was steadily getting beat. One time they lost 3,000, I believe. The next time they lost 30,000. Can't be won, and they just couldn't get a break. The presence was gone. But in 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, the story takes a turn. Go back, 2 Samuel 6. Let's start at verse number 11, maybe. Go back up to 3. I'm sorry. They placed the ark on a new cart and brought him from Abinadab's house, which was on the hill, Uzzah. I might have been at 11. Go ahead. Go back to 10. Yeah, 10. So David decided not to move the ark of the Lord into the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom. Next verse. And the ark remained in there in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his entire household. Here we see the significance of the presence of the Lord. The presence came to Obed-Edom's house, and for 3 straight months, nothing but blessing. For him and his entire... Now, if you were prophetic in any sense, you just grab that and say, for the next 3 months, the Lord gonna bless me and my entire household. I'm gonna have overflow undescribable. Because I embrace the covenant, the presence of the Lord. But that ain't the end of it. It says, the ark of the Lord remained there at Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his entire house. There's something to be said when the favor of the Lord, when the presence of the Lord is resting in your house and rests in your life. Hallelujah. The blessing will be tangible, so much so that people got to testify. Hallelujah. The favor of the Lord is with them. It was so significant that the scripture had to testify that because the presence of the Lord was at Obed-Edom's house, that he and his entire household for 3 months. Presence, favor. So then Obed-Edom's house prospered just because the ark was there. And if we read the scripture, David later on brought the covenant back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the city of David. And David danced before the Lord with all his might and returned and declared, somebody shout, the glory has returned. Favor has returned. And that's my decree for us today. Hallelujah. I don't know what challenged you in the past. I don't know what difficulties have faced you before. But my decree to you today is, because the covenant of God has with you, the glory is back. The favor has returned. Hallelujah. That's why I can tell you that God says, self-pursue. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 63 and 17 in New Living Translation. It says, Lord, why have you allowed us to turn from your path? Why have you given us stubborn hearts so we no longer feel? And here's my prayer. Return and help us. We are your servants. Yeah. Hallelujah. The tribes that are your special possession. We made a mistake. We're not perfect, but we are yours. And you promised us that because we're yours, we have an inheritance. So return and help us. That's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for me. You shout in the room, return, Lord, and help me. Hallelujah. Please, the TPT says it like this. The TPT says it like this. I love it. Hallelujah. TPT says, Yahweh, hallelujah. Let me get down to that. Please come back to us. Hallelujah. Please come back to us. Hallelujah. For the sake of those who serve you, for the sake of your people, the tribes that are your inheritance. Come on, are you the inheritance of God? Hallelujah. So scripture says, please come back to us. Not because we're perfect, but because I'm yours. Somebody shout, because I'm God's. Hallelujah. Isaiah's prayer was, God, bring us back to your presence. That's my prayer today. God, bring us back to your presence. Because what is scripture? In your presence, hallelujah, there's fullness of joy. In your presence, I'm alive, and I'm fresh, and I'm still anointed. Somebody shout, bring back your presence, God. Hallelujah. And when the ark came back, somebody shout, when the presence came back, favor came back. Hallelujah. When the presence came back, blessing came back. When the ark came back, prosperity came back. Hallelujah. When the ark came back, peace came back. When the ark came back, somebody shout, favor returned to my nation. Hallelujah. When the ark was gone, they cried Ichabod. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory had departed. And when the ark returned, hallelujah, they said the glory has returned and the favor has returned. So here is my closing decree for you, and I hope you can embrace it. Hallelujah. I declare to you today, no more Ichabod over your finances. I thought you would embrace that with a little bit more tenacity. No more Ichabod over my finances. Hallelujah. No more Ichabod over my family. No more Ichabod over my future. No more Ichabod over my inheritance. Because the Lord, hallelujah, has told us that he is returning favor to our lives. So I decree for us, opportunities are coming back. Hallelujah. I decree for us, healing is coming back. Somebody shout, joy is coming back. Increase is coming back. Favor is back. Somebody shout, favor is back. Freshness and fruitfulness is back. Come on. I'm anointed afresh. Hallelujah. I got fresh oil flowing in my life. Hallelujah. Come on. I got fresh oil flowing in my life. I'm not done yet. Somebody shout, no more Ichabod. The glory is returning. Somebody shout, the glory is returning. Hallelujah. The glory is returning. God's got more territory. God's got more promise. God's got more inheritance. God's got more favor. Somebody shout, the glory is returning. Hallelujah. Somebody open your mouth and shout, no more Ichabod. Favor has returned to my house. Favor has returned to my community. Come on. Favor has returned to my job. Favor has returned to my home. Somebody shout, no more Ichabod. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah, has promised us a covenant of favor, a covenant of increase, a covenant, hallelujah, of, hallelujah, restoration. And today we decree, no more Ichabod. The favor of the Lord, hallelujah, is returned to my house, and there's more land to conquer. Standing on your feet all over the sanctuary, shout it in the room, no more Ichabod. The favor of the Lord is returning. The favor of the Lord is on my life. There's a covenant for financial wealth. There's a covenant for increase, expansion, and overflow. No more Ichabod. The glory is on my house. The glory is on my resources. The glory is on my finances, on my bank account. Hallelujah. On my future. The glory is on my life. The glory is on my life. The glory is on my life. Come on, decree it. The glory is on my life. Give me Psalms. I think it was Psalms. Hallelujah. What it was is Psalms. Hallelujah. I can't remember what it was. Psalms. Hallelujah. What the apostle gave it to us. I cannot remember. Psalms 25 and 4, maybe. Just begin to decree, Ichabod is gone. Just begin over and over, Ichabod is gone. Ichabod is gone. more Ichabod in my life. Let me find that scripture. Psalms 92, verse number 14, I believe. TPT. For in your presence, somebody shout, no more Ichabod. The glory is returned. For in your presence, there will still be overflow. Hallelujah. Come on, in your presence. No more Ichabod. The ark is back. The presence is back. And so, as such, there's overflow and anointing. Come on, I'm fresh. I'm bearing luscious fruit. I'm bearing increase. Come on, I'm not a failing plant. I'm thriving. My leaves are green because favor is returning. I don't have dry places in my life. The anointing on my life is destroying yokes and lifting burdens. Somebody shout, Ichabod is gone. Ichabod no more. The Lord has given us a prophetic word and says, favor has returned. And we decree according to the scripture that we are fresh people. Hallelujah. We're bearing increase. There's fruit in our lives, naturally and spiritually. We are overflowing of abundance. And we are anointed for this season. Father, come on, lift up those hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree in agreement with your word, no more Ichabod. Thank you that your presence is with us. Thank you that your presence is leading us and that your presence is directing our paths. Thank you, Father, and according to your scripture, we are overflowing. We are anointed. We are fresh, alive, and lively. Hallelujah. We decree today, Father, that as you have unctioned by your word, we are pursuing. We are going after everything that you said we could possess. We will not live in Lodabar. We will not live in the place, hallelujah, that you didn't ordain for our lives. We are royalty, and we are taking our seat at the table. In the name of Jesus, we decree, God, hallelujah, that your covenant over our lives, it is still good. It has not failed. It has not faltered. It is not diminished in any way. Hallelujah. That it is still good. No good word that you've spoken over our lives shall ever fall to the ground. So according to Isaiah 54 and 10, if the mountains shake and the hills fall, hallelujah, we will still be confident, hallelujah. We will not be shaken because of the covenant of favor that we have, hallelujah, with you. So I pray for these that are hearing today. As we lift up our hands in your presence, I decree opportunities. I decree favor and resources. Hallelujah. I decree, Father, that you're giving creative ideas. That you're entrepreneuring. Hallelujah. Their entrepreneurs are breaking out, God, in the name of Jesus. They never anticipated that you would give them an idea like you did the lady in 2 Kings. She had no idea that her poverty would lead to a business that would expand for generations. But I decree today, God, there's ingenuity rising up. Hallelujah. You are directing our paths into places that we've never gone before. And we decree our answer is yes. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in us. Lead us upon paths that are pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that we will no longer live incapacitated by lack, that we will take this word to heart, that we will take it seriously, and we will, hallelujah, move to that place you're challenging us to arrive at. In Jesus' name, every believer that's in agreement, will you just shout, "No more Ichabod," and give God a praise in the room? Come on, no more Ichabod. No more shame in my finances. Come on. No more shame in my life. No more disdain. Hallelujah. No more lack. Somebody shout, no more, no more, no more. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that this atmosphere is pregnant with potential. That this atmosphere is saturated with your presence. And even in this moment, you can download something supernatural that will propel us to the next place in our journey. In the name of Jesus. And we give you glory for it now. We give you glory for it now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I don't usually do stuff like this, but I'm going to do it just because I believe I heard the Lord. If you have a personal place on you that you store your finances, whether it be your checkbook or your wallet or whatever, I just want you to get it up and lift it in this atmosphere. The faith in the room. And I mean, don't do it just because I told you to do it. Do it with expectation, faith, and anticipation. If you're just doing it because I told you to do it, it's kind of a moot point. But I decree, according to the word of God, that the presence is back. And for the next 3 months, I am asking God to cause your barns and your vats and your checkbooks and your wallets to overflow. Not doing it out of my own intellect. I am responding to the word of God here. It says that they brought the ark to Obed-Edom's house, and for 3 months, his entire household reaped the benefits of the presence of the Lord. Lift it up in the room. Father, I thank you by faith that you're saturating our barns and our vats with increase and overflow. And it begins over the next 3 months, but it will go to generations. In the name of Jesus, I decree in this room there are business ventures being birthed even now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Even in this room, there's creative ideas and ingenuity. And I thank you now that the Spirit of God is unctioning them to pursue, and it will cause increase to flow into their lives. In the name, I decree in this room, the atmosphere is such that miracles financially are taking place even now. In the I decree in this room that the favor of the Lord is so heavy for those that believe and by faith be it unto them according to their faith, that there is something supernatural pouring into your life even now. Even in the name of Jesus, I decree there'll be surprise deposits. Hallelujah. 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 I decree that paperwork that's been held up for months and weeks and days being released now in the name of Jesus. I decree opportunities that have been sold for months and months. Real estate deals, yes, in the name of Jesus, are coming to fruition now in the name of Jesus. Today, Father, that like you did for Peter when he dropped his net, hallelujah, there's so much pouring into the lives of these that are responding by faith, hallelujah, that they'll have to get other people to help them carry what it is you're about to do in their lives. Their children will have to help them carry it. Their neighbors will have to help them carry it. Their family will have to help them carry it. Ramede Osaya. In this sacred moment, God, we're not just asking you for money just for money's sake, but fulfill your covenant with us. We decree cycles of lack are broken. Somebody shout, Ichabod is gone. Cycles of lack and debt broken. Somebody shout broken. In his presence we are anointed. It destroys yokes and lifts burdens. It breaks cycles. Somebody shout broken. I heard this. No more going into debt to get out of debt. Sacred moment. God is doing something supernatural in your finances. I'm not just talking. Cycles are being broken. The favor is coming back. The house of God will once more be the place where people can come and find what they need. Not the people in it begging for what they need. That was not an insult. That was a prophetic declaration that you're about to abound in more than enough so you can become a resource. The favor is returning. Is returning. I decree today, Father, you said if they give and give, it shall be given back to them good measure and pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto their bosom. I decree today, Father, that there are those here that they have things in their bosom that concerns them financially. That concerns them financially. Father, today, I thank you that destiny helpers are coming to assist them with what's in their bosom. With what's in their bosom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You don't know how to do it. God says, I'll direct you. You don't know what the first step is. God said, I'll lead you. But I decree for the next 3 months that God will do something supernatural in your finances. Now, not just because I said,